The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We haven't mentioned it so much on the show so far, but by the way, if you go to theparacast.com, that's theparacast.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter, the Paracast newsletter. You sign up, we'll get to you a free copy of the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by our own Chris O'Brien. Free copy of his book, the ebook version. Go to theparacast.com, sign up for our newsletter. Ron Reger, we're going back to Roswell. And the person who photographed this, captured whatever it is.
Right, and so James Bond Johnson called me in, and he ordered, I think it was a 11 by 17 print. I'm not remembering, 16 by 20. It's a large format print, and took it down to Staples and got an enlargement section of that, and sure enough, looked like what we're hieroglyphic markings on it. That was, began our search. Partway through that, and one of the images, I ordered 16 by 20 prints of all four images of the University of Texas Arlington is the repository of the original negatives. And I ordered 16 by 20 prints and started looking at them. And on a 16 by 20 print, about 3/4 of an inch or less by 3/8 of an inch or so is a piece of paper in Sarabi's hand. Now remember, 16 by 20 print is pretty big, and have something that when you cut it out, it's about the size of a postage stamp. Then enlarge that, and by gosh, immediately, everybody without anything, any skill, they have to be able to read English, can read Fort Worth, Texas. I mean, it's as plain as day. And that started us on our quest to look at all the stuff, all the material, all the words that we could find in the devil. Right now, we call it the Radio Office Devil, or RON. Could read about 80% of it. I would say 50% with pretty good clarity. We're not looking at clouds in the sky. The other 30% of the 80% could be interpreted and could be argued as clouds in the sky, but it makes sense in context. It's analogous to working on a crossword puzzle. If you've got what's five letters that begin with A and end with E, and how many words fit that? Well, above fits, and it makes sense with the words on either side of it. Can we say that that's a word that is above? No. But one other word starts with A and ends with E and looks like it may be D-O-V-E in the jungle. Well, that's some of the challenges of faith. But more than the memo, because the memo's, yeah, it's questionable. That's where, you know, you get into the esoteric arguments. It's the debris itself. Bottom line, has nothing there that's part of a mobile weather balloon, part of any other weather balloon. Mysterious stuff. The beams are hollow. There's thick sheet metal. There's what looks like a piece of thick glass. There's a bead of solder rolling down, leaving a trail. I mean, there's some intriguing stuff. But nothing in there is part of a mogul. So what is it? Well, I don't know if it's UFO. I've never seen a crashed UFO unless this is a crashed UFO. But I know it's not what the Air Force said it was, not what the Air Force said it is. They tried to convince us by sending us to publishing two huge volumes, which they paginate, which makes it a lot of fun to go through and try to follow them. So that's what we're doing now is I'm starting about halfway through maybe a book. Working title is SWAT, another Dame Roswell book, and showing the results of all the work we've done. You like that, Chris? We've got on these Ramey office photos, found up the time of day. Well, how can we do that? Well, if you look through the window of one of the photographs, you can see from license plate frame of what turns out to be a 41 Buick, which is the staff fire General Ramey had. And there's a shadow there. Well, knowing the latitude and longitude and the shadow, measuring the shadow angle, we can determine the time of day. That's called science, boys and girls. And that's what we did. And we can thought up maybe there were more than one photographer, although Bonds is credited now in both circles with being the only photographer. We have determined from Bond's own supplies why he was the only photographer there, why he was there first, why General Ramey called the Star Telegram to have him come out, why General Ramey didn't call anybody else. He owed the Star Telegram a big favor, and we'll let you know that one later on. So there's a lot of intrigue and a lot of really fun stuff in these photographs. So that's what we're working on. There's, like I say, there's nothing in there is part of the mogul. Nothing in there is part of a weather balloon. Everybody was picking up weather balloons in that area. They were launching several per day, sometimes on some basis, hourly weather balloon launches. Because we didn't have satellite technology to determine winds at altitude, things like that. So as a result, we had a plethora of weather balloons. My wife picked up a weather balloon when she was a young child working, living on a farm back east. She knew what it was. She was 7 years old. So to say that the most intelligent bomb group, the 509th, dropped this atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, couldn't identify a weather balloon or balloons that had another mission, it's innate. It makes no sense at all.
One thing wrong about this whole scenario that you brought up to me in a conversation we had some years back was that because of the timing of the press conference and because of the urgency to get ahead of this story and debunk it, that you feel that there's a possibility that the real wreckage was actually drug in there because they didn't have time to replace it.
Right. And Bond vividly recalls that you could see in some of the pictures brown paper bags with something still in them. And he recalls that, you know, this is just junk, and he spread it out, tried to make it look presentable. So he was way ahead. He thinks he was ahead of the story. General Ramey, according to, I think it was Major DuBose, or Colonel DuBose, was down at the flight line checking out the B-29 that had the wreckage. They used the B-29 to haul the wreckage up to down from Roswell to Carswell in Fort Worth. So there was a lot of wreckage. Memories from witnesses say that Brazil, the original rancher, lugged a piece of it into a sheep shed with using his tractor. There's all kinds of discrepancies between the official version and hundreds of witnesses that we're depending on, for the most part, on ours. We're not going out doing a lot of witness interviews. Gil Morrison, Greg Britton, and I are doing the resurrection, so to speak. And there's no need to go out and review a lot of witnesses, besides a lot of them are passed on. But there's been some excellent work done, and we're relying on that work to sort of fill in some of the gaps as to where we got to where we are. But we're relying on the photographs themselves. They tell the story. There's an electrical connector, what appears to be an electrical connector on one of them. Snaps, buckle, about like you use on, equipment to buckle equipment together. The struts, if you will, that are supposedly bamboo or hollow. Just fascinating stuff. And we didn't use any, what you might call, digital manipulation. We changed contrast a little bit sometimes because, like on the memo, there are some parts that are more illuminated than others. Nothing that anybody that has a home computer didn't use Photoshop at all. All we used was contrast and adjustments and brightness adjustments. That's it.
Let's move past Roswell. I'm going to ask just one question. We'll move past it because we've covered it so often. And that is, and we'll get to it in the next segment, whether there will ever be an answer to Roswell, or is it just basically covering the same old ground over and over again? Ron Regier joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So maybe this photo analysis will have some clues, but overall, really, the final proof of Roswell is the crashed spaceship, if it exists still. How are we ever going to solve it?
I don't know if they'll ever solve it per se. It's like any other mystery or crime, if you will. Not all, don't need a, all we always need a body to get a conviction for murder, and a preponderance of evidence beyond a reasonable doubt would do it. And I think with this proven beyond any doubt whatsoever that what the Air Force claimed three times, they changed their story three times, happened. So are they going to come clean? Maybe. Maybe not. They have no incentive to. But I think it's important to shed light and release the information that we have so that intelligent people can make their own determination of what really happened. And that's what we're trying to do. And we're doing work that nobody else has done.
Chris, you want to get us some more questions?
Sure. I was just going to say just one thing before we leave the whole subject of Roswell. Do you know if this Ramey memo and photographic analysis work has been embraced by the so-called Roswell Dream Team, headed up by Kevin Randall and others?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them.
I would think that this would be like some of the type of information they would jump all over, because it is a fresh approach to a very downbeaten horse.
Yeah, I know Kevin Randall is not a fan of Bonjon. Kevin interviewed Bob several times and got different answers. A lot of it because Bob just didn't remember, and after he talked to different people, oh yeah, I remember. The same as all of us have changes in events from 50 years ago after we start thinking about them. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll get some naysayers from the so-called UFO experts. The gold standard of Roswell ufology, that's okay. That's why in the book I really want to present both an electronic copy where people can look at the images and a DVD where people can look at the images we looked at, draw their own conclusions. Because we're not doing anything magic. We're not hiding anything. We may be plowing an old field, but we're turning up new dirt.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how much you dig, you always seem to uncover more dirt than you dig.
We're trying to bring the truth as we know from what we've done to light, so that people can, again, make their own determination. But this is stuff that nobody's seen, nobody's heard, nobody's studied this before.
Yeah, well, it's always good to come up with a fresh angle of approach in old cold cases like this. Now, let's kind of move on a little bit and talk about some of your more recent pursuits. One of which is the very intense study of southwestern Indian or Native American petroglyphs. Now, you've been working on this for quite some time. I've made a number of trips with you. You've taken me to some very, very intriguing petroglyph sites. We've got a number of questions in our forum at forum.theparacast.com that relates to this kind of work. And I think people are generally interested in how you've come about with your interpretive skills based on the amount of work that you've done. And Wade Ridsdale, who is one of our just esteemed posters at forum.theparacast.com, he just passed the 3,000 postmark. There's not many of us on the forum, myself included, that have posted 3,000 posts. But he says, regarding your work studying the abduction contact experience with the local Native peoples, he wonders, first of all, how far back does this research go? And he mentions that, you know, we often talk here at the Paracast about how certain time periods tend to produce visual evidence that may be reflective of the technology of the times when it relates to images of potential craft or aliens. And he wants to know if there's some sort of religious component to the petroglyph depictions of what appear to be alien types and crafts. You know, he wonders if you found a similar progression in reports of this type involving Native Americans, and he wonders if there's some sort of evolution among petroglyph images in terms of depicting what may be alien types, and whether these are just simply religious depictions. Are they depictions based on some sort of psychotropic plants, or give us your background in this field and how your thinking has evolved in this particular realm.
Okay. Last statement first. There's absolutely no evidence then or now that any of the writers, and I call them writers as opposed to artists, just any psychotropic class, they don't today, and they didn't then. The reason I can make that fairly firm is they seem to be the predecessors or the ancestors of the Puebloan people. They would call them, I think, the archaic Puebloans or the ancestral Puebloans, the Zuni, the Hopi, the Zia, the Laguna, the people who today inhabit a lot of the Southwest and live in Pueblos. So let's just call them collectively Hopi and Zuni, because I don't mean to cast any dispersions on anyone, but that seems to be where most of the rock writing correlates to. And I found three sites so far that the glyphs depict accurately a story or a myth or a legend within Hopi lore. One of them was a glyph of a big snake that was tossed off a cliff and bounced out, and people were regurgitated out of its mouth. And you could see the people flying out of the petroglyph of the snake, and the people still inside the snake. And that's one of the Hopi legends. Well, that legend is inscribed in rock. It's in, the story is told right there. Another one was the story of the development of the Hopi snake dance. That's a beautiful series of glyphs that shows the end result being exactly the way the snake dance is performed today. An interesting one up close to where I lived until I moved to Arizona is a glyph of Sambaki. He was the god of the Bow clan, and back in the day, the Bow clan invaded the field and took the corn of the snake clan, and they had a war, and the deities fought the war. Sambaki was the deity of the Bow clan. He lost, and as punishment for all eternity, he has to go around with a snake in his mouth. And so there's a big glyph above this, what would have been a cornfield, so there's water, beautiful cultivated grass. And there's Sambaki on the cliff face with a snake in his mouth, which is, to me, says, keep out or this is what will happen to you. Don't mess with this field. This is not bow plan. So there's rock writing that correlate to legends and stories that are still being told.
Let's discuss the rock writing and more in our next segment with Ron Regier and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tell us more about the rock writing. How detailed is it? How and what does it depict? Ron?
Okay, there's one panel I took Chris to. It's a triptych. There's 3 panels on 1 rock. The rock is... Your audience might get a kick out of how I found it. I was at the site office. They said, "You're the UFO guy, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "You gotta go down to the Kuznick. There's this great big rock all by itself about a mile off a dirt road, and it's got 4-foot-tall aliens on it. You're gonna love it." Well, after 7 hours of searching, I found it there about, what would you say, Chris, 4 inches tall? Something like that. Anyway, what it describes shows the first panel, a person fleeing from possible black shielded UFO. The next panel shows being captured or taken by a flying serpent. And the next panel shows him being returned by a spirit person after his return was blocked by a serpent. So that's one interesting panel or series of panels there. And so one thing your listeners should probably realize, and maybe most of them do, is that you ask the question about are these religious in nature or temporal, so to speak. There is no distinctive separation between the two. Most of the deities that I know of don't really put their church on a Sunday and live their lives differently to the same extent that many white people do. The two are interwoven. There's magic and spirit and, if you will, God in almost everything. And so our Earth Mother is sacred and is everything else. And so to separate them isn't really a proper thing to do. They're interwoven in their culture and their beliefs and the way they live their lives. And so they're just there as part of it. So I would suggest that we don't try to look at it as two separate phases of something going on. The writings themselves are the same throughout the world. And if you want to learn how to read them, get some books on Indian Sign Language. That'll give you a good start. Some of the symbols on the rocks are the same as the sign language. So, you know, you've seen Western movies where the natives from one tribe are speaking to another tribe. Neither of them speaks each other's language, but they move their hands. It's almost like American Sign Language, and they understand. That's the same thing. That's sign language. Red Eyes Cody had the book, or Iron Eyes Cody, I mean. Oh, I can't remember all of the books, but there's quite a few of them if you want to learn how to read the symbols and to do it, you know, study. It's a fascinating field of endeavor. And there's been panels that I've found that show there's one up here north of Moab that there's 14 large, life-size pictures, pictographs painted with pigments and dyes at 75,000 years old. And across the valley, maybe 100 yards, 150 yards away, it's five other images. And they're all red. They just look kind of nasty. And it turns out those are the watchers on the 14 of the watchers keeping watch over the five on the other side of the valley. Keep back the skinwalker, which is made famous by George Knapper called Kelleher's book, The Skinwalker Ranch. Now, there's tie-ins between this ancient history, 5,000 B.C., and today in these writings, and it's fascinating. And it's what keeps me going some days.
The Sago Canyon glyphs are some of the most impressive I have personally ever seen. The image of the horned guardian, for lack of a better term, just had a very almost disturbing vibe to it that it's very hard to describe. You almost have to stand in front of it and really kind of soak it in. Would be the only way I could describe it. But it's also interesting that Sago Canyon area with these almost life-size figures is right at the very southern tip of the Uinta Indian Reservation. And if you continue up that canyon, you then enter into the southwestern portion of the Uinta Basin, the Uinta Ute Reservation, which, of course, is the location further north and east of the infamous Sherman Ranch or the Skinwalker Ranch case. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you ran for Congress at one point for the district that actually the Skinwalker Ranch is located on. Is that correct?
Yes, for three separate elections I did. Didn't get elected, but I had an interesting time doing it.
Yep. Now, that wasn't part of your campaign platform to...
No.
then there would be no question in my mind why you did not get elected. So if you had been elected, let's say, what steps would you have undertaken to get some sort of transparency? For lack of a better term, about what was going on up there. Would you have attempted to tackle that particular scenario in that can of worms or barrel of snakes, for lack of a better term?
I don't know if I would have or not. I certainly would have wanted to go on to the ranch and find out what was going on. And I never did do that. But I would have really... I'm still intrigued by it. And, the more I know about this, the more I think, well, probably going on to the ranch isn't a good idea. From what I've heard, there's not always the best things happen up there. That I've heard that some people were injured, and I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, as I get a little bit older, I get to the point where, you know, that's... I don't have to jump off the cliff to know that when you hit the bottom, it hurts. And I think that the important thing is to find out from other people who jumped off the cliff, how bad does it hurt? I would probably have just asked for more information on it. And right. That's getting up to that took me.
Where do you come down on that, on the ranch scenario? You were state director of Utah. You, do have some familiarity, obviously, with the case. What do you think is going on up there? And do you think it's morphed over time? Do you think initially, maybe back historically, it was one thing and then it was something else once Bigelow got involved and when he got the scientists up there, maybe morphed again? What do you think? Let's hear your thinking on that.
I think it's been going on for millennia. The figures at Sago are, and by the way, on the next valley over is from what I've been told by Utes, a Ute elder that's always in residence up in the hill there who serves the same purpose, ceremonial keeping of the skinwalker from coming down and discouraging other people from going up, although there's no ready access from the other canyon. But I think it's been going on for maybe 6,000-7,000 years, this skinwalker roaming the area and wreaking havoc on unsuspecting people. And I don't know if I buy the story that it was the argument between the Utes and the Navajo, and I don't even believe that it's a skinwalker per se, because skinwalkers, according to the Navajo, are shape-shifting shaman types of people. And I was up in, I've been over a year now with a Navajo, and we were breaking camp. And he yelled out, and damn skinwalker, and I said, what's wrong? And they always shot a twice dart at me.
Uh-oh, these skinwalkers, you got to watch out for these guys. We have more to talk about with Ron Regier in our next segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
a Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So what would it feel like if a skinwalker shot a dart at you? What's that about? Ron Regeer?
I was with the Navajo elder, and we were breaking camp, and he yelled out. He was upset because a skinwalker fired a poison dart at him.
Nasty kind of person here, right?
Well, I've got the dart on my desk here in a package. I'm going to get it tested from a organic chemist to see if there's any sort of toxin or something on it. That we've run into some problems finding somebody that has that is willing to do the types of tests on this particular artifact that need to be done.
So I gathered it up, not touching it, putting it in the fresh aluminum foil, wrapping it up, sealing it as best I could, and brought it home, and eventually ended up in Chris's hands to try to find out what, if anything, is on it. But that was, he claimed it was a skinwalker, which is in Navajo history, or the shape-shifting, they can go from man to coyote to ravens to other birds and things like that. They're not really the same as what has been reported up at the ranch.
Well, and culturally, the Utes don't really have a tradition of skinwalkers. That's a Diné, Apache, Navajo tradition, right, if you will. I've always wondered about Kelleher and Knapp going to a Diné descriptive term about a Diné black magician. When talking about a ranch on a Ute Indian reservation, it's like almost talking about apples and oranges. And the fact that this kind of switching of cultural reference points from one to another is subterfuge. I always felt that it muddied the waters, and now it's skinwalker this, skinwalker that, and the Utes and the Navajo had a problem with one another, because the Utes actually were hired by the U.S. Army as scouts when the Army was out subjugating the Navajo. So you've had animosity there for 150 some odd years almost, and this may be some paranoia on the part of the Utes, thinking that the Navajo are still mad at them for helping out the U.S. Army subjugate them. So, I've always felt that this whole application of that term to that ranch has been just muddying the waters, to put it politely, to take the extra step. It's a bait and switch subterfuge tactic.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't think it's a skinwalker per se, and I don't remember if I showed you the glyph of the skinwalker at the Seagull.
Yeah, you did. It's around the corner on the east side, and it's up a little higher, and it's almost perpetually in shadow, so it's very difficult to take a photograph of it. I did take a photo of it, though.
Okay, it's something you might want to... Can you post that on Paracast so people can see what we're talking about?
Yeah, I can go ahead and post all the photographs that I took there at Sago Canyon. It is really, in my opinion, of all the petroglyph sites that I've seen, it's the one that evokes the most emotional response, I think, in someone standing there looking at it. There's little doubt, I think, of the purpose that may have been behind, you know, placing that those images there. If those aren't guardians and protectors, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, it's something that I think all your listeners that want to, they should put on their bucket list.
And it's fairly easy to find. It's just east of Green River, Utah, right off Interstate 70. It's about, what, 2 miles in?
Yeah, a little over 3 miles, but it's state road all the way. Good road.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, boy, I'll tell you, it is the side that is on private property. I mean, you can literally walk right up to it, and I'm surprised that those glyphs are in such pristine condition. There are, you know, over the last 100 years, there's been graffiti and other things that are put nearby, but people have respected those images because they are so powerful and so spooky, for lack of a better term. And I'm not surprised that they're still there in a very pristine condition.
And I think Sherwin-Williams and all the paint producers really wish they knew the secret to how to make a coating that would last for 6,000-7,000 years without fading it very much. There are other panels also that we didn't get to that are not quite as impressive, but tell the stories. There's one that shows the black dragon, which is, I thought was intriguing. There's one that shows the birth of Earth Mother and the birth of the Earth and how people are standing around them. And that's called a birthing stone. And they always mistake it. They look at the other images on the rock. They're just a fascinating series of images. Down here near Camp Verde, there's a Z-Bar-Z ranch that has a set of images on it that talk about seasonal planting requirements and when and where and how to plant.
Right. And Red Tank Draw with a huge boulder filled with animal screwing.
Well, that's been going on 3 years.
Yeah, it's kind of part of life, you know. Animals got to mount each other and make other animals.
Yeah.
So, Ron, we got to wrap this up here. And it's, you know, again, my favorite shows are the most fascinating that just fly by. And this is a good example of one. What are you currently working on now? What's in the future here? We have a couple of minutes for you to kind of give us a sense of what your projects are.
Okay, preparing as I said earlier, a book on the Roswell photos, and I'm also working on documenting the rock writings that I've found, and just trying to get people to where they will respect them for what they are instead of denigrating them into, you know, rock art like some type of 2,000-year-old graffiti. It's not. It's a, they all have a spiritual component as well as a temporal component to them. And it's important that especially as we get more and more electronics, that we can look back and see that this was before the day of Xbox. This was before the day of any type of electronics mental stimulation, if you will. And my big overall concern, and one I really want to get started on soon, is to sit down with an elder and let them just tell their stories of their nation, and so that when they're gone, that this will be an archive set of documents, video documents, if you will, that the kids who are 10, 11, 9 years old now, who have no interest whatsoever, when they're in their 30s, they can say, I should have listened to Grandpa, but now I've got it on a DVD. I could hear what Grandpa had to say.
Hey, Ron Regier, let's kind of wrap it up here, can you tell our listeners where we can find more of the things you're working on?
I wish I had a website. I don't. Maybe that's something I should start working on. But I'd say just be patient, listen to the Paracast, and what I will do as soon as I come up with either a website or my book, I'll let Chris know or you know, and we'll put it on the Paracast. But right now, I don't even have a webpage. I'm busy doing stuff instead of talking about stuff.
I know about stuff. Speaking of stuff, we have free stuff for you, by the way. We can get you a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien. It's an ebook version, and here's how to get your copy. Go to theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Front and center is a place where you sign up for our weekly Paracast newsletter, where you get an update on current and future shows and weekly commentaries. You subscribe free. We send you a link to the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. You can also find us on Twitter at The Paracast. We're The Paracast on Twitter. Also check us out on Facebook. There are two Paracast fan clubs. Don't ask me how that started. Chris's own site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. He's done some great updates lately on a new cattle mutilation case. And if you buy a copy of his latest book, Stalking the Herd, from the site, you buy the print edition, he signs it, he numbers it until the pen loses ink. But he's got extra pens, so it's okay. Ron Reger, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.